USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a mandatory quarantine for people visiting from several states to help stop the spread of coronavirus.
Those entering the state of Texas through an airport, either in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut, will be subject to a mandatory self-quarantine for 14 days or for the duration of their stay in Texas.
Abbott also says the mandatory quarantine covers people traveling from New Orleans. Travelers will have to fill out a form with the Texas Department of Public Safety designating their quarantine location and other identification details. The Dow was up a whopping 20% since its close on Monday. That puts it on pace to have its best week in nearly 80 years. The Dow closed up 1,351 points to finish at 22,552. The S&P was also up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Red Cross is extending their financial assistance deadline in Tennessee. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Red Cross is now extending a deadline to file for emergency financial help after those deadly tornadoes tore through the Nashville, Tennessee area earlier this month. The Red Cross announcing that the deadline, which was originally supposed to be today, has been extended to April 1st. The organization's offering emergency financial assistance to people whose homes were destroyed or heavily damaged by those twisters.
Speaking of severe weather, there is a potential for dangerous thunderstorms, including tornadoes, over the central United States today into Friday. Severe storms are possible from eastern Texas all the way up through Arkansas into Illinois and western Indiana. Major League Baseball players are sitting in their homes instead of opening up the season on Thursday as it was originally scheduled. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says he hopes the season can begin in May. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, with the Senate passing the roughly $2 trillion spending bill late on Wednesday night, they are now off until the middle part of April. As far as how things are going, though, in Washington and on Capitol Hill, for that matter, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott tells Fox News,
there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about where we're going. We are facing a threat that we have not seen before. The good news is our president is leading from the front. He is optimistic. He's leaning into it. His containment strategy was effective at the beginning. Our mitigation strategies are producing better than expected. It is our responsibility to continue to social distance. I think we are having a strong impact on the spread of this virus. And if we continue to do those things that we know that we need to do, our economy will be better, and we'll have more people living healthier lives, and our recovery will be quite fast.
With teleworking and social distancing the new norm for the time being, how do we make sure Fido gets his exercise without being able to go to the dog park? Veterinarian Chad Dodd says,
find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.